Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope your Wisconsin weekend's going great. I'm looking forward to being out in the yard. I might move some of my patio furniture out yet this weekend. I know, time to get it done. Let's get her done in Manitowoc. Courtney Hansen is the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc, and she is with us. Hey, thanks for being here, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to chat Manitowoc with you.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we head into the spring and into the summer. Why is it a great time to plan your travel to Manitowoc?
There is so much happening right now. The Manitowoc Farmers Market is kicking off next week on May 2nd. And that is one of those constants in our schedule through Halloween weekly, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So something if you're here over the weekend, kick off your day along the riverfront, grab lunch, grab breakfast, grab some tasty bakery. The other sense of spring and summer is the welcoming of the SS Badger Lake Michigan Car Ferry. Sailing season kicks off on May 15th, and that also continues through October as well. So really excited to welcome those two things back to our community and for visitors and residents alike to enjoy them.
Yeah, you know, Courtney, another exciting thing is that there's a new way to explore Manitowoc. Tell us about the Visit Manitowoc Passes program.
Yes, we just launched this by going to visitmanitowoc.com/passes. With just a few clicks of your phone, you can get these mobile exclusive passes on your phone and start exploring Manitowoc in a new way. We have had so many super cool, gorgeous murals, sculptures, pieces of public art come up in recent years. So folks can take the public arts trail, go to all of the locations and check in via GPS on their phone to complete that pass and get an art-themed postcard, or history bus can do the historic landmark trail, go again to those different locations, check in. There you can read a little bit more about the history of the SS Badger, the USS Cobia, our courthouse, a fun variety of different options there. But again, that one you can get a Visit Manitowoc tote bag for completing. But just a new way to explore our community, give visitors another way to really engage in our arts, our culture, our history.
I love it. That's such a great idea. I wanted to ask you about the DORA, the Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area, because now it's better than ever.
Exactly. You can even DORA while you're doing one of the trails downtown. But our DORA launched last year. It's a Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area where you can go to one of our licensed establishments, grab an alcoholic beverage. They'll put it in a transparent cup, mark it with a DORA sticker. You can enjoy a beverage while you're exploring Manitowoc. Now it's all year long, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we even expanded the DORA zone. So there's a few more establishments you can check out and even go watch the badger come in and greet it while enjoying a cocktail.
That's a great idea. Courtney Hansen is with us, the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc. Let's get to some stuff people should put on their calendar. Great events coming up this summer. Let's start with Fourth on the Shore. Tell us about Fourth on the Shore.
Yes, Fourth on the Shore is always a full day of fun, but this year for America 250, it is a full weekend of fun. We have things going on every day from July 1st through July 5th. A lot going on the 4th of July. We partner with Subfest at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, so it's a really great way, you know, diving back into history, celebrating today, parade, live music. We have a new street party, massive kids area, and of course, the festival food fireworks at the end of the evening.
Oh my God, that sounds great. What a great way to celebrate America. Fourth on the Shore, the Wisconsin Sand Sculpting Festival. I've heard this is so cool. Tell us about that. It's in the middle of July.
Yes, this is one of my absolute favorite events of the summer. Always middle of July, this year, July 18th and 19th. The one of a kind in Wisconsin. We have semi-pro sand sculptors come in. What's really cool about Wisconsin is a lot of these sculptors also do snow and ice in the winter.
Oh.
So getting to see them warm up with sand is really fun. But massive in tons of sand, they create masterpieces. So it's a great thing to do a little bit on Saturday and come back on Sunday and see the finished product. But in the park space, we have vendors, we have live music and entertainment. And what's really cool is this entire beach is getting upgrades for accessibility improvements. And those all will really be unveiled at the Wisconsin Sand Sculpting Festival this year. So a whole new beach area to experience.
That is so cool. And quickly tell us about the Lakeshore Balloon Glow.
Yes, another must visit in summer. This is on Friday, August 14th from 5 to 9. We do so many activities from water ski shows to having a massive kids area. And then, of course, the hot air balloons that blow up and they glow and reflect in the Manitowoc River, ending with fireworks. It's a really exciting, jam-packed evening. Great way to celebrate more of the end of summer in Manitowoc.
Going to be a great Manitowoc summer. For more information, check out visitmanitowoc.com. Courtney Hansen is the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.
You got it. Up next, it's a special place. It's Ishnala, when Experience Wisconsin continues.